our meditation practice is wonderfully useless. Why? Because there's nothing to gain or anything to lose. Our original nature is pure, can't be defiled. It's like space. It can contain everything. When we're sitting and we practice, we're getting to know ourselves. Bird flies through space and leaves no trace. Clouds come and go. Lightning is but a flash. This is the way everything is. Constantly changing, constantly moving. If this happens, that happens. So not to get tossed around in the winds of change means not to be attached one way or another to the winds of change. We eat when we're hungry. We sleep when we're tired. We have relationships. This sitting enables us to be free of our clinging nature to expecting things to be a certain way, the way we think they are, not the way they actually are. This moment that we sit still for a few minutes, or for 40 minutes, or for 25 minutes, this enables us to be free of that clinging nature, which gives us the energy and the ability to see the bigger picture of whatever's going on in our lives so that we can move through it without getting stuck. So when we have the larger view of things, they look different than when we're stuck somewhere because we don't have what we want, because things aren't working out the way we would like, you know? There's always a way. We just don't see it. So this simple technique of sitting that is wonderfully useless is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to just be present without needing something, wanting something, adding something, subtracting something. It's just this. Sometimes we refer to it as beginner's mind, meaning you don't have any expectation of what's next because you don't know. You don't know. So I like to think of it as life is an adventure rather than a burden, rather than a struggle. It's an adventure. Everything that pops up is an opportunity. Take it or leave it. So this wonderfully useless practice, I refer to it quite often as having saved my life. I mean that. I was going down the rabbit hole of destruction like many of us do. And if we're fortunate, we'll see that this isn't working for us. We need to make a change. But if we don't get to know ourselves, then we're blind. We're just continuing to make the same mistakes over and over again. So as we get to know ourselves and we get better at managing our own lives, as we get to be masters of our own lives, instead of being pulled by a chain we're contributing so much more to life generally, everywhere and everything. When we make our world better, the whole world is better. You don't have to go out there and save the world. The world is already saved when you're saved. Because there is no difference. There's no out there, actually. This is just a dream we're chasing. You know, I wish you all a good life. Take a moment to just stop and sit, be still. That's what why we come here and do this together, to support each other in doing that. Just being still, just for a little while. And then we can go about our business. As you do this practice more, you'll notice how your life is changing over time. As you sit and you do it correctly, not just daydreaming, right? But you keep coming back to right now, right here, just this. Then you have the energy, you have the wherewithal, you have the wisdom to see what you need to do in your life as it happens. Sometimes you just have to do it, see what happens. So this trusting yourself and doing what needs to be done, as the more you sit, the more willing you are to do that. So how's that for encouragement? So keep coming back. Just keep coming back to this. Questions? No? All done? Okay.